Greetings and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Lots of great stuff on the program today, but let's begin with some music by Vivaldi. Now, although known for his incredible string works, he also was very talented at writing for both wind and brass concerti. He was born in March back in 1678 in Venice and nicknamed Il Prete Rosso, or the Red Priest, because of his shocking red hair. He wrote many of his works while working with the Ospedale della Pietà, a famous foundation in Venice for the education of orphan and illegitimate women, or girls at the time. They were talented musicians who attracted many a foreign tourist and gave a lot of celebrated performances. We're going to be hearing a selection from some of the 15 concertos for flute and orchestra that he wrote, nicknamed La Tempesta di Mare, or The Storm at Sea. You can hear the tempest brewing in the music. Here is a performance by Jiří Valek, joined by the members of Cappella Istropolitana. Thank you. Well, I can definitely hear the tempest in that. That was music by Vivaldi, a flute concerto, The Storm at Sea, with Jiří Valek and the members of Capella Istropolitana joining him. We're going to move on to a CD called Centrifugal Force. Now, that's kind of an interesting concept. It basically is the fourth, which by definition affects what tends to move an object away from the center of a circle. And it rotates about it. And we're going to try to hear that in a musical way. So let's give it a shout from the CD of the same name. Here are excerpts from Matter Volume 111.
The mermaids call you wonderland. The world will ride on waves of time until the reason and the rhyme fulfill the will. And whirling winds will rise and fall to echo as the mermaids call you wonderland. To let them in. When I cannot be your lover, let me be father and brother when you fear. If shadows of regret remain, you know that I will share the pain, you know I will. My journeys to the lands above made me remember kinds of love that never die. Of time until your reason and your rhyme fulfill your will to run the will. Your world will ride on waves of time until your reason and your rhyme fulfill your will to know the will, to know it will.
Music by Wanda Lynn. And those were the members of Centrifugal Force. And that was from Matter 111. Sup with the Love of Physics, I do believe, was part of that. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And a happy Sunday morning to you. And we're going to continue with some music that was written by what was a local composer who's moved on. Mind you, he's still a Canadian citizen, but he was a cardiologist, get that, at the Vancouver General Hospital as well as St. Paul's Hospital. Yep, Nico Hamburger, when asked, "Are you a musician or a doctor?" he said of his dual interests, "I had to realize that my choice was doing both, so that sort of defines my life, to find a balance between the music and the medicine." Well, he certainly does. He is now a composer in residence in Montreal with Messignata Musica and works performing in Canada, the Netherlands, and in Israel. We're going to hear a selection from his symphony number one called Remember to Forget. Now, this comes from a phrase from the Old Testament. It alludes to the notion that we are not necessarily in control of the outcome of events, but should not deter us from working hard and striving for the best, all towards the positives of life. The work is both a chamber symphony and an opera without words, and is inspired by Ligeti. This is the opening movement. Enjoy. music by, yep, Nico Hamburger. That was the opening of his symphony number one. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And if you are a regular listener, you may have picked up that I have maybe a little thing for the oboe. So we have something called Oboe Music Time. And today we're going to experience some of the music of François de Vienne. Now, de Vienne was born back in 1759 and actually learned to play both the flute and the oboe and bassoon. So he pretty well was the whole wind section at that time, and at a very early age. And at the age of 20, he was playing in the Paris Opera and went on again to serve as a sergeant in the military band. He wrote 6 sonatas for oboe and basso continuo, and these were transcriptions which were originally actually written for the flute. Today we're going to hear his sonata number 5 in D minor. This is Peter Brie and Roderick Shaw. Thank you. Just love that. So sprightly. It kind of reminds me of a little special dog when she gets happy and decides to dance around the house. But these people were definitely dancing in music. Peter Bree and Broderick Shaw. And that was music by De Vienne, his sonata for oboe and piano in D minor. Let's continue on with some music by Alison Krauss. Now, she was born back in 1971, not that long ago. Well, for some of us, yes, and some of us, no. I'm on the no side of that one. She is a bluegrass country singer and fiddler. And she entered the musical industry very early, at the age of 8. and performed a full-time audience at the age of 14. She's released 14, well, I think a little more albums than that, won over 27 Grammy Awards from 42 nominations. So, you know, we're not talking about an amateur here. And she is ranked, or was ranked, fourth behind Beyoncé, Quincy Jones, and the classical conductor, Georg Schulte, for the most Grammy Awards winners overall. Most importantly, at least to me, she plays and sings with her soul.
I don't pick up the mail. I don't answer the door. I'd just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up. I just keep the lights dim.
Just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. As quietly as a mouse, I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of smoke. What's left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of control? You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
I don't care if it rains. Down in your chair, and he shines with your light, and he lays down his head on your pillow at night.
I'm just a ghost in. Just a shadow upon these walls. I'm living proof of the damage heartbreak does. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts.
Now you know why she won so many Grammys. Phenomenal music. That was Alison Krauss, a ghost in this house. And you were listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by a Canadian ensemble that's been around for quite some time, La Bottine Souriante. It is a folk band, and they specialize a lot in French-Canadian folk music. But you know what? With a little bit of a modern twist. And they were formed back in 1976. Now, although some of the members have changed, you know what? The quality never does. They've toured Europe and North America. And they've also added horn section and different instruments just to, you know, spice it up a little bit. The group's name actually means the, well, I don't know how to say this, smelling boot, whatever it is, which refers to the appearance of work boots with worn out soles. Well, you know, I'm sure we all have some of those days. But you know, their music is never worn out. So let's take a lesson. Thank you. A perfect way to end a program. Thank you very much for joining me. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And do stay listening to an excellent broadcast for the next 2 hours. You are going to be hosted by the incredible Worko with Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio